Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio with me, your host, Psychic Medium Michael. And I do appreciate you tuning in today. And like I said, a lot of times I throw shows up. This is a throw-up show, so or a thrown-up show anyhow. So we do appreciate you being here today. And, you know, I don't know. My day started out okay, then it got a little wobbly, and we're going to make it okay again, all right? Excuse me. Got a frog in my throat or something this morning. But I do appreciate you being here. If you would like to get hold of me, you can do so by writing me an email at insightswithmichael@ymail.com or youareawakening@gmail.com. You can also go to our website at www.insightswithmichael.com, and that's where you find information about me and how to set up a pool reading with me if you'd like to set up a pool reading with me. And right now, those are on sale, so you might want to check that out. That ends in a couple of days, actually on the 10th, might want to think about that. And also, the official website for this show is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Over there, you'll find some past guests. You'll find upcoming things. I do have some guests that are coming up. And so I'm actually talking to some people about getting on here with us. And so I'm excited about what Spirit's doing here and in your lives and in my life. And we just have to see what's next, right? If you would like to be a part of the program, if you want to call in here, you can. 347-327-9316. And you get to talk to me, and hopefully I can help you. In any way I can, I would try. So 347-327-9316 is a call-in number to this program. So let's go ahead and pull a card for the show. It comes from my Gaia deck, and it's the Harmony card on the bottom of the card. Definitely fits the program that Spirit's got planned for us today. Power, self-confidence, productivity. Walking in our own power, being empowered. What does that mean? What does the word empower mean to you? You know, have you ever thought about it? What does that mean to be empowered? So we'll learn a little bit about that as we go on the show today. But we need to work in our self-confidence. A lot of us lack self-confidence. For a lot of my life, I lacked that. And, you know, once you find who you really are, then you can walk into that confidence. You can step into that place. So power, self-confidence, and productivity. All right? All right. This is the card for the show. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll open with a song, and then we'll take your calls. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother God, I thank you for the Spirit that is inside of me and around me, and moving right now. I can feel it moving. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for that. I thank you that no matter what is going on the outside of us, there can be calm on the inside of us. As long as we step into you and step into that place of trust and that place of faith that we talked about yesterday on the program. And Father, Mother God, I thank you for my listeners as always. And I pray right now that you would meet their needs physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever needs they have. Father, Mother God, I pray right now, in this now moment, that you would meet those needs. And Father, Mother God, right now, I surround this program with the white light of the Holy Spirit, that white light of protection, that only those things that are for our higher good and are positive would come forth today. And Father, Mother God, we just thank you for what you're about to do in this now moment. And we say namaste, and we say amen. We'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Your calls are next.
I hear you.
Let's talk to Jordana. Appreciate you calling in. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I just have a really quick relationship question, if that's okay.
Okay, yeah.
My boyfriend and I have been fucking like crazy bad. I mean, we almost broke up the other day, and then he said, well, I don't want to break up. Like, he was kind of just threatening me, you know?
Right.
And he just decided, you know, we shouldn't really talk this weekend, but he did apologize to me yesterday. I'm just wondering if you see us, like, getting through everything or what you see happening.
Okay. Could I just get, I don't want his full name on air, but could you give me just his initial, please, of his first name?
Sure, it's B.
Okay, thank you. All right. I'm going to be quiet for just a second here. Because I got two different answers on this, so let's get the right one here, okay? Yeah. So.
Okay.
Because I think right now it could go either way is what I'm feeling, and that's why I got two different answers here. A lot of this is going to really, when it comes down to it, it's going to come down to him. He needs to calm down a little bit. I feel like that he can be a little hothead at times. Does that make sense to you? Okay. And I feel like that he takes a lot of things too personal when they're not personal. Does that make sense to you with him? Yeah.
Yeah.
So right now, really, this is in his court. You know, if he's threatening this kind of stuff with you, you know, I would look at this and think, okay, you know, is this the kind of relationship I want? You know, that's what I'm saying here. You're going to have to decide if you want to put up with him. I really do feel like that you have strong feelings for this guy, but I just feel like at this moment in time, I'm going to tell you that this is very iffy for me. So what I would do on this case, my advice to you is going to be proceed very cautiously here. I at this moment in time, unless you guys can get on the same page here, which I believe you can, I would see a breakup here in August. But this can change. I hope it does change. But a lot of this.
You're not seeing like a breakup like this week or anything.
No, I don't see a breakup this week. I mean, I feel like that this is an on and off again thing that happens here in this relationship.
Right.
Go ahead.
And what I was going to say is I know if we can get past this week, we can get on the same page.
It's really
being able to get through the week. And so that was my main thing. Like, are we going to break up this week or is he going to be able to?
No, I feel like that this week, what I would do in this case this week is I would let him make any steps towards you. I would not really talk to him unless he talks to you. Right now, what you guys need is some space between you guys.
Right.
And so really think, you know, take some time, you know, to really look at yourself right now. And what do you want out of this relationship? You know, take this time, you know, while you guys aren't, you know, not talking right now. You know, just take some time to look at yourself and look at this relationship. But I do believe that there's some communication coming next week that's going to be positive. So right now, my advice to you would just cautiously move forward and let him take steps towards you. Because, I mean, he's doing a lot of this. So, I mean, a lot of this is on him.
Well, yeah, that's why I was so shocked because, you know, on Friday he said, let's just not talk this weekend. Like, don't talk to me until Monday. And then yesterday, early afternoon, he texted me and apologized for anything. He was like, you know, I'm really sorry if anything I said hurt you. So I thought that was kind of a positive thing for him to say because he doesn't really apologize.
Right.
Like, he has a lot of pride.
Right, yeah. That was a big step. But that was a big step for him. But, you know, like I said, I believe that this relationship can be salvageable here. But communication is really necessary. But I don't see a breakup this week. I mean, if you guys don't talk things out and this keeps going, then I do see a blow up in August. I will tell you that I do see an end to this.
Okay, but that would be in August, not this week.
Not this week. No.
And really quick, I was just going to ask you, he did say he was going to, like, be faithful to me even while we're not talking this weekend. Do you see him being faithful?
I believe that he is being faithful. I believe that he's being tempted, but I do believe that he's faithful. Okay? There's a difference between window shopping and buying. Okay? All right.
Okay,
I'll talk to you later. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to whoever's on the other end of 765. I appreciate you calling in today. Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on air. How can I help you?
I have a relationship problem really bad. Can you tell me about my love life?
Okay. Could I get your name, please? It will just help me tap into your energy.
Brenda.
Brenda, okay, all right. Okay, could you ask your question one more time, please?
I'm having relationship problems. I'd like to know about my love life.
Okay, all right. Do you have somebody in your life at the moment?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Well, there's two.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to say I felt like that there was a couple. I'm actually seeing three people here. So what I would say is I feel like that there's one that you're not aware of because I'm seeing three people here in my vision. The one that you're in right now, this thing is really rocky. You're going to have to make, unfortunately, I'm going to have to tell you, you're going to have to make a really tough decision here. I don't see this thing working out. I'm really sorry. I wish I could tell you something different, but everything inside of me is telling me that this is not going to work. You know, you're going to have to make that decision if you're going to stay and try to work it out or walk away from this. But I'm telling you that I just don't see it working out. Not to what you want it to be. You know, I do feel like a friendship maybe could be salvageable out of this, but that's about all. I don't see it being what you want it to be at the end of this. So does that make sense? I'm really sorry, but does that make sense to you?
Is that for the first one or for the second one?
This is the one that you're having a really problem with right now. So I don't know if that's, yeah. The one that, so this would probably be the first one, I'm assuming.
It's the second one? Well, my marriage.
Okay.
My husband is the first one. Well, okay.
Yeah.
My husband is one of them.
Okay, all right. And so, let me be quiet for just a second, okay? I want to see something because I'm a little confused on this. I'll just admit that. Let me see. Because I'm not seeing either one of these working out very well.
Not for me.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, yes, it makes sense to me. I just don't know what to do.
The thing that I would tell you at this point is you're going to have to, you know, decide what you want to do. You know, as far as the marriage goes, you know, I feel like that it could be salvageable if you guys communicate and talk. But otherwise, I see an end to this. That's what I'm seeing at this moment in time as we're talking. Okay?
Would it be an end or a death? I know that sounds like a silly question.
No, hey, that's okay. There's no such thing as silly question.
Because
but
he's
yeah,
ill.
Nobody wants to go. Nobody wants to go either one of those routes. I mean, but you know, a divorce or a passing. I would say that if this marriage does end, I feel like it would be divorce. I don't feel like that he would be passing anytime soon. Okay.
Okay. I will just continue to pray and.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. Yeah, no problem. And I'm really sorry. I wish I could have told you something different. This is a part of my job I don't like though. But
why?
But
I mean, it's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you saw it exactly how it is, and
yeah, it is, and I'm really sorry that you're in this situation, and you have been in this situation for a long time, and you want, you know, you don't know what to do, and nobody knows what to do in these cases, but, you know, my advice to you is that you need to find empowerment for yourself, stand in your own power, your own self-confidence, and then move forward, and you really haven't had that with this marriage. You haven't really had a lot of self-confidence. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I just feel like that somebody else has had power over you. You need to, you know, grab your power back and stand in your own strength. You're a wonderful person. You have great energy. You know, the one thing I would tell you is, yeah, this is a tough decision. I'd pray about it. Ask your angels for help with this. But as far as I can see as a reader right now, this is ending. I'm really sorry. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. And
thank you.
All of your listeners send me good prayers. Thanks.
We will. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and pray right now for this situation. And I don't know. It's really touched my heart for some reason. And so let's go ahead and pray about this. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for the caller that just called in. And Father, Mother, God, situations like this are hard. And we ask for wisdom. We ask for understanding and guidance in all things pertaining to this. And just give her that power, that strength, that love inside of her. She's an awesome spiritual being right now going through some really hard times. And Father, Mother, God, I pray right now that you would help her at this time, that you would give her the strength that she needs, the wisdom that she needs, and the understanding to put the actions in place that needs to be in place. And we say namaste. We say amen. All right, let me go ahead and make a note here. Otherwise, I'm going to get lost really quick. My helper's not here today, so that's all right, though. All right, 765, you're another 765. So you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, could I get your name, please?
Yeah, this is Margie.
Oh, hi, Margie. How are you?
Hi. Just fine. Huh? You sound like you could probably do better from the way you described your day.
It's okay. It will work out. So, you know, life is life, and we have to go through experiences. Luckily, every experience doesn't last forever. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm hoping you can help me. I was looking at your website earlier, and then I saw that you were having a show. Uh-huh. And I thought, okay, that works out great. I don't know why I need to call you, but I felt like I needed to talk to you for some reason. And so I thought, well, maybe you can give me some clarity on what that reason was that I felt like I needed to talk to you.
Actually, can you call me after the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the reason. I don't want to discuss it on air, but can you talk to me after the show, please?
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Can
I call
you that number that's on your website?
Yeah, just call me at that number right after the
okay.
show. I appreciate it. All right, thank you. Let me pull some cards for you really quick, because I feel like I'm supposed to pull some cards as well.
Okay.
So. But, yeah, there's a reason that you're talking to me. So, but let's go ahead and yin-yang card, creating harmony through balance. Right now in your life, the one thing that I would tell you, really watch your emotions in the week ahead. I feel like that come midweek here. You're going to have some problems at work a little bit. I feel like that work could be a little frustrating on Wednesday. So really watch that. You'd be aware of that. Right now you're in a place of energy, a place of regeneration, rebirth, positive outcome. That's where we all are right now.
Yeah.
And so, but I would definitely keep moving forward positively. I want to see good things for you, and so hopefully that helps, and I appreciate you calling in.
All right, thank you.
All right, talk to you later. All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk to 505. Could you say your name for me, please?
Hi, Michael. I got disconnected. I'm glad I was able to get through again. Jolina.
Okay. Okay, well, yeah, I don't know what happened there. Sometimes that happens. I appreciate you calling back. How can I help you today?
I have a question about my love life. You know, I've been dating this guy for 3 years now, and we've been living together for about a year and a half. Do you see any good thing about this, or is it a dead end or marriage? Who knows?
Okay. Well, the one nice thing is I get to tell you something positive. Okay, I've had some relationship questions that weren't so positive, but this one looks pretty positive to me. So that's a good switch for right now. I need to be able to say something positive here. I would see this working out. Definitely see this being long term. I do feel like there would be a marriage up the road here. I would probably say next year, more towards the end of next year, where this would be, you know, talking about marriage. I don't know for sure. If I see a marriage, at least it would be either an engagement or something leaning that way. But definitely do see this being long term. I do feel like that it's a past life reconnection. I do feel like that there are some issues, which is in every relationship there are issues. I don't care what kind of relationship you have. You're going to have some problems here and there. But I feel like that they can be worked out. I feel like that you're a little discouraged right now with this relationship by using the word, is this a dead end? So you might be feeling that, feeling like it's not going somewhere or not moving as fast as you think it should. But it is all in the timing of spirit right now. So my advice to you would stick with this and just see where it goes. But I definitely see it being long term. So I would hang in there, okay?
So you see marriage with this guy, though? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I do. Yes.
And do you have a time frame where...
I told you already, like, next year... at the end of next year, 2014. I don't know if you heard me. Yeah. So.
Yeah, because the line was, you know, kind of choppy, though.
Yeah. That's what, and it happens sometimes. So I do appreciate you asking that again. It's about the end of next year. Yeah, sometimes the lines do get a little choppy around here for some reason. So hopefully that helps.
How's your schedule looks like, though, as far as scheduling a reading, though? Are you pretty booked or pretty much can accommodate?
You could actually book a reading with me. Actually, I have some time later today, actually. Usually it's a 24-hour wait for me. But, yeah, if you want to set up a reading with me, you could do that today.
And the special is still when?
There's actually a special going on. My psychic readings are half price right now, so that ends on the 10th. But if you go ahead and book, you can book anytime, just as long as you pay before the 10th. That way, I would honor that deal. So, okay.
I see. All right. Well, thanks, Michael.
You're welcome. All right. You have a great day. All right. Bye bye.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, and you can find that information, how to set up a reading with me, over at www.insightswithmichael.com. Would be a nice time to say that. Okay. We're going to stop for a second because I need to adjust my energy. So we're going to do a grounding exercise. I'm going to teach you how to do this. Okay. Every time, you know, every once in a while, don't we always have those moments when we just feel a little off, when you know you're off, when you can feel that? Do you know that your body will tell you what's going on if we just listen to our body, if we listen to the spirit within us? And so I'm feeling a little bit off, not a whole lot off, but I can feel I'm a little wobbly at the moment. So we're going to do a grounding exercise. So what I want you to do, along with me, we're going to put our feet flat on the floor. If possible, if you want to, you can kick your shoes off. My shoes are off, so that's how I ground. I'm actually going to stand up to ground, and because I like to visualize myself as a tree. Usually I do this outside, but right now that would be a little impossible to do. So we're going to do it in here. And so what I want us to do is I want us to stand up if possible and kick your shoes off. And then what I want you to do is stick your arms out to your side a little bit. And then I want you to close your eyes. And then I want you to take a deep breath in with me. Let's breathe in. And then breathe out. Let's breathe in. Breathe out. And then I want us just to relax. And then I want you to start swaying a little bit. Just start swaying just a little bit. That would just help you. Begin to focus a little bit. Movement is good. Okay. Now I want you to stop swaying, and I want you to picture yourself as a tree, a solid tree. You can make yourself any tree you want. I usually make myself an oak tree. I don't know why. That's just what I do. So I'm going to picture myself as an oak tree, and I'm a pretty old oak tree. I've been there for a long time. And I want you to see your roots going deep down into Mother Earth. I want you to see that. I want you to feel it. Now I want you to feel no swaying moment. You're just solid. You're a solid tree. You're an empowered tree. You know who you are. And I want you to see yourself grounded and rooted. Okay? All right. Thank you for doing that. Let me sit back down here. All right, let's go ahead and talk to... Hold on for a minute. I need to make a note. Otherwise, I'm going to get lost again. All right. 909, you're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in today.
Thank you. Hi. This is Carol, and what I'm calling about, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are
good,
you doing today?
I'm doing good. I just have somebody wants me. They want to open up like a spa at their home, and they want me to become involved. But there's some things that I think need to be changed first. And I'm just wondering. I don't know if it does or not. I'm feeling that I don't know if I should tell them what I'm thinking or if I just need to kind of go with the flow and see what happens. Is it something, so I'm just wondering if Spirit thinks that, yes, this is something that needs to be brought to their attention, it would be good for them, or if it's just something, no, just, you know what I, do you understand what I mean?
Right,
I mean,
yeah, definitely. Now, so this is their business, or is this?
They want to start one. They want to start one, and they want me to be involved in it, yeah.
Okay. So would you be a partner in this? Because this is what I'm trying to get. I'm trying to get some groundwork here so I can understand.
Right. But it's not, it's not really, yes, I would be a partner in it. I'd be part of the person that offers services and so forth.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. The one thing that I'm going to tell you on this is immediately, I have this pit filling in my stomach, which usually means to me that there's a problem, okay?
Okay.
So my advice to you and the advice from Spirit that's coming from me today would be to proceed with this cautiously. I do feel like that this will work. At this moment, I would not butt in. I feel like that they would take it the wrong way right now. So...
Let me be clear about this too. It's not something I'm seeing long term because I have other opportunities coming to me where be moving that I see more long term. I'm just seeing this as an opportunity for me to learn, maybe learn more about marketing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And she's aware too that eventually I will be leaving. So
Because I just feel like and in that case I would just go there with the ebb and the flow. And just watch what happens. Be very cautious on this. But yeah, you're definitely not going to be there long term. And so, but this I do feel like that this is a good learning experience for you. But the only thing that I would tell you is just proceed very cautiously here. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Before I sign on any dotted lines. All right. Thank
you. Yeah. Yeah. I would be really careful, especially while we're in Mercury retrograde, of signing any papers at this moment. Okay.
All
right.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, that goes for anybody. I mean, I would, we're going to be in Mercury retrograde until the 20th. And so I would be really careful about signing contracts or anything like that right now. 402, you're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in today.
Hey, Michael. Thank you so much. I'm so glad I got to talk to you today. I was really beside myself, and fortunately, there you were. So Sharon.
Yeah, Sharon. The first thing I want us to do together is because I feel like that you're just really upset. When I tap into your energy, you're just all over the place. So before we even ask you a question here, let's do something together and let's try to get you calmed down a little bit, okay? Otherwise, I'm gonna have a really hard time reading you. The one thing I want you to do with me is I want you to take a deep breath in with me. Let's breathe in through our mouth, and then breathe out through our nose. Or we'll try it the other way. Let's breathe in through our nose and then breathe out through our mouth. And that would help, probably. And just take some deep breaths in and out and just try to calm down. All right. All right. That's helping. Thank you. All right. Now, do you have a question?
Yes. I'm really concerned about my daughter and my relationship with her. What's happening?
Okay, has this been it looks very rocky to me, and it looks like it's been this way for a while. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm really sorry about this. I wish things were different. Could you just give me her first initial, please?
Yeah, it's D.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, she's got a lot of anger and resentment in her, directed towards you. Does that make sense?
I know she does, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't even think she knows why. I honestly, I don't think she knows why. And sometimes we have that. Sometimes we can be mad at somebody, and we don't know why. I also feel like the one thing that I feel here, I will tell you, I feel a lot of the problems here is the fact that you and her had a past life together. And I feel like that in that past life, there were some problems. And so I feel like that's what's coming into play now here. A lot of this is past life stuff. The one thing that I would tell you is ask your angels to help you heal that past life issue. between you and her, and I see a change in this. I do feel like that, you know, the one thing that she needs to do is she needs to grow up a little bit. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but I just feel like that she's a little bit selfish. Does that make
right.
sense to you? Yeah.
That's exactly what's happening, and she
yeah.
was not like that.
Yeah, this is...
I'm
yeah,
concerned about... do you see any alcohol problems?
Yeah, and I feel like that she's... Well, I don't see alcohol problems, not right now. I do feel like that she's drinking, but an alcohol problem and drinking are two different things.
Right.
But I do feel like that she does have a lot of emotional issues here. She's around a lot of people that are influencing her not in a positive way.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And as long as she's around these people, I just don't see this improving too much right now. I would see this going, unfortunately, the timeline I have on this looks like a couple years here where this is going to be very rocky. You know, and I'm sorry. I wish I could tell you something different. I'd be praying that this changes, of course. But that's what I'm seeing right now. And so the one thing I would tell you is just pray for her. Continue to be there for her when she reaches out to you. But the one thing that you're going to have to do is stand in your own power. And at some point here, you're going to have to be the mom and just say enough is enough. And sometimes tough love is tough love. And it's necessary, but I don't see, one thing I will tell you, I don't see any legal issues with her, I don't see any of those things, and so she's just rebelling right now.
And a new grandchild, she has two grandchildren that I'm not.
You're not seeing, I'm sorry.
Well, they live far away.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, let me... Yeah, you know, I do feel like that this can be fixed, but I would see a couple years on this, okay?
Oh. All right. Thank you.
All right, I'm sorry. Hang in there, okay? All right. Bye-bye. Man. Yeah. All right. Hold on for just a second. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. You know, the one thing that I've seen change a lot on my program and in just life in general, is a lot of emotions, a lot of emotional calls. And I remember a time in my life when you know, people would call in and things like that. But now the energies are shifting. The energies are changing. And a lot of times we don't understand this. And I asked Spirit about this the other day, actually, in meditation. And I said, I don't really understand why there's so much emotion on our planet right now. What is going on? And what Spirit told me is what I'm about to tell you, and hopefully this will help you, is that a lot of things have to end. And anytime, sometimes relationships, when they have to end, that's hard and that hurts. But a lot of times those are no longer benefiting us. And we don't always understand why things have to come to an end, but we just have to accept them. And we have to be thankful for the experiences that we have experienced with that relationship or whatever that relationship has been, a friendship, romantic, work, whatever. Experiences don't last forever. We talked about this yesterday. They come, they go. Like right now, you're experiencing this show. Here in a little bit, this show will end. But right now, we have an experience together. So, but the one thing I'll tell you is just hang in there. I know it's hard. I know it's rough right now. I understand. There's a lot of stuff going on in my own personal life right now. But the one thing I would tell you is we just got to hang in there. We got to trust Spirit. And we just got to let things go as they will. You know, it's hard sometimes to just go with the flow. You know, I remember one time it was summertime, and I was out swimming in a creek with some friends, and the current was coming against us, you know. No, it was going with us. We were going with the current. And then I turned around and I thought, well, I'm going to walk against the current. Have you ever tried that? You know, you're in a creek and there's water coming your way and you're trying to walk against it. It doesn't work. But when we were flowing with it, it went better. Or following. So I know that sometimes life throws punches at us. We just have to learn to duck a little better. And so, you know, just go with the flow, or at least try. All right? 219, I appreciate you calling in today. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
I'm great. My name is Andrea. Anything
Andrea?
I need to know?
Okay. Let me go.
Go ahead.
Do you have a direction or anything you want to focus on today while I get ready to pull some cards?
No, just go general.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and shuffle the deck here. It's really actually I'm using my first deck of cards, which was my Healing with the Angel deck, and so I love this deck of cards. So let me go ahead and I'll pull some cards for you. So
great.
All right. First card, manifestation. You know, seeing those things that you want in your life and drawing them to you. You're really good at this. But you also need to be careful because there are some things that you're speaking out that you're creating. So you need to be really careful. You know, sometimes we all have those bad days when, you know, we're not totally positive. And so you need to be really careful there in those days because, you know, we think, okay, you know, we're sitting around and thinking, man, this is an awful day. Well, we don't realize that we just created that. So we need to be careful on what we're saying. Manifest better things in your life. Definitely see that. Definitely a lot of emotional healing taking place in your life right now, along with some physical healing. Have you been not feeling well? Why would I see some?
You know what? My grandmother just passed Monday.
Just
there to Tuesday, so that's been a lot going on. Relationship problems. Just releasing a lot of energies around me.
Right. Yeah.
Let go. I've been letting go of a lot.
Well, yeah, and I'm sorry for your loss, but life continues on. So you know that, I hope, and she is around you a lot. She's actually supporting you through this time. Actually, on the other side, I have a support card that shows me that in front of me. You have a lot. The one thing that I like about you when I'm looking at the support card here. The one thing that I see around you a lot right now is a lot of angels right now because you are going through a very difficult time right now. You know, I've been there. I understand the emotions with that. Even though we know that life continues on, there's just a lot of stuff that we're feeling right now with the physical loss. And so, but you definitely got a lot of support around you. Watch for signs from her. Because I feel like that she is going to try to start communicating with you in her own little way. And so I would – you guys were really close. Is that true? Because she told me that, that it was – yeah. It was almost like a friendship between you and her. I got a friendship card in front of me that tells me that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so it's like you lost your best friend is what you're feeling right now. And so she's wanting me to tell you that she's right there beside you. Wiping away those tears, you know, that you're experiencing. You know, feel what you're feeling right now. This is an experience. We talked about this yesterday. You know, this is an experience that you're going through right now. So allow yourself to go through this, learn from this, and you are going to grow from this. You are going to learn a lot of stuff about yourself through this time. I'm actually excited for you because I see a lot of spiritual growth coming out of this for you. So just hang in there, and you'll get through this, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you for calling in. So all right. Bye-bye. Uh-huh. No problem. All right. Yeah. All right. If you would like to be a part of the program, I do have open lines at 347-327-9316, 347-327-9316. If you're listening to the show and you would like to call in, you can do so. I would love to talk to you. I do have open lines at the moment. So let me go ahead and make a note here really quick. All right. Let's try. All right. And let's talk to 450. Appreciate you calling in. Hi.
Good morning, Michael. This is June from Montreal.
Hi, June. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm actually great.
Well, good.
I did something special, and it's for you. Uh-oh. I pulled on the healing of the angels.
Okay.
And I called your name. And
right.
They gave me three cards for you, saying your soulmate. You can check them out on your card since you have them.
Okay.
Soulmate.
Okay.
For you to retreat, and also for your truth and integrity. And
okay.
This is for you. I was told to do it, and I was told to call it in.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. So, okay, what were those cards again, please? The
soulmate. They're the healing of the angels. Yeah, soulmate.
Okay.
Because I know you're yearning for it.
Right.
Also to retreat, you need
okay.
to think of yourself and retreat a bit, and
okay.
for truth and integrity.
Okay, those actually make perfect sense for today. So, you definitely listen to your intuition. So I appreciate you doing that for me. That was awesome.
You are so welcome, Michael.
Is there anything I can help you with today?
No, not at all. I'm just happy, and
all right.
I just.
All right.
Felt that I needed to do this for you today.
Well, I appreciate it so much. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day, okay?
You too. You have a wonderful afternoon and retreat, sweetheart.
Okay, I will. All right. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, I love you. And God
love you. I love you too. You too.
Take
bye-bye.
Care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Now, that was awesome. All right. I don't get that very much. That is pretty cool. So, all right. All right. You know, Spirit knows right what we need when we need it. Isn't that amazing? You know, if we really start thinking about that, that's going to blow your mind. If you really start thinking about, you know, have you ever just had some really cool little miracles happen? Just little cool miracles. That was a cool little miracle. And so, you know, Spirit knows exactly what you need. And has a support system around you that will help you. Like Margie calling in, saying that she didn't know why she was calling in, but she knew that she was supposed to talk to me. That. Listen to your own intuition. Listen to that little small still voice inside of you. Is it right now telling you to call somebody that maybe you haven't talked to for a while? Or maybe it's saying, hey, you need to go check on so-and-so. Listen to your intuition. You know, it's like this morning. I came out here. I was going to meditate, and I was meditating, and then I felt like we put a show up. You know, Spirit said, hey, put a show on. And so I thought, okay, I'll put a show on. I want to talk about something really quick here with you. If you would like to call in, you can do so. I'll be checking the switchboard off and on. So the call-in number is 347-327-9316. If you feel like you're supposed to call in, call in. Don't let me stop you from doing that, just because I'm going to be talking here. 16 steps of discovery and empowerment. We're going to go over these pretty quick, I think, but we're going to let Spirit talk to us today, okay? So number one, we affirm we have the power to take charge of our lives and stop being dependent on substance or other people for our self-esteem and security. Okay. Step one. We affirm that we have the power to take charge of our lives and stop being dependent on substance or other people for our self-esteem and security. A lot of people are depending on other people or other things to make you happy. The only person, the only thing that can make you happy is one thing and one thing only. And that is you. Okay? That's the only thing that can make you happy. Is you. So, we have to see that, step into that, and then affirm that into our lives and say that we have the right. And that's hard for a lot of us. Just thinking about that word that I just said. that we have the right. For a lot of you listening to me today, you don't think you do. A lot of you don't think that you have the right to say no to somebody that you want to say no to. You're just going along with whatever they want for your life. Isn't it time for you to take charge of your life and to have those things in your life that you want? I know that it can be scary, and I know that for a lot of you, that this could be a new concept. I know that there was a time in my life when this was a new concept for me, that I could take charge of my own life, stop being dependent on other people. All right? Number two, we come to believe that God, Goddess, Universe, Great Spirit, Higher Power, whatever you want to call that thing, awakens the healing wisdom within us when we open ourselves to that power. When we start accepting our own power, then we will get the wisdom. We'll awaken to that. Number three, we make a decision to become our authentic selves and trust in the healing power of the truth. Okay? Authentic. Let's look at the word authentic here. What does that mean? Authentic. It means real. Our real selves. A lot of us don't even know what that is. Our real selves. Unfortunately, we don't even know what that looks like. So we have to start there. We have to start making the decision to become our own selves or allow ourselves to become that. To step into that. Number four, we examine our beliefs, addictions, and dependent behavior in the context of living in a hierarchy or patriarchal culture. Okay, I'm going to break that down. All right, we have to examine what do we believe. What do we believe about ourselves? What do we believe about the world around us? And are they working for us? Do you know that a lot of us have belief systems in us that they don't work for us anymore? And that's what's causing a lot of our conflict inside of us. Because the spirit within us, please listen, the spirit within us is trying to get us out of some of these limited belief systems, some of these addictive behaviors that we have been in, and is trying to get us into a better place. And for a lot of us, all we've known is one thing. A lot of us are afraid of change. We talked about this yesterday on the show. If you didn't listen to that show, please listen to yesterday's program. Fear holds us in place. So we have to examine our beliefs about ourselves, about people around us, and about the world in general. What do we see? What do we think about when we think about the world? Do we think of the world as a place of hostility or a place of hope? Do we see the world as a place of fear or a place of faith? What do we believe? Number five, we share with another human being in the universe all those things inside of us which we feel shame or guilt. Okay. So let me read that again. We share with another human being in the universe all those things inside of us which we feel shameful or guilty about. Okay? Because in sharing stuff, guys, we release it. We talk about it. We get it out of there. There's a lot of stuff in our lives that we don't talk about. And then what's happening, in my opinion, is what's happening anyhow, is that we're just drowning in that. And maybe what we're feeling guilty about or shameful about is not as bad as our little minds have created it to be. But we're just stuck there. We're stuck in that place. And so what that means to me is that we need to just share that with the universe. And if you don't want to talk to that about with another person, talk with it about the universe. Just, you know, start talking. Like you would be talking to me, like I'm talking to you right now. Just say, hey, universe, this is in that and that. And just say that to the universe. Do you know that the universe listens to us? universe loves us, takes care of us. So, all right. Number six, we affirm and enjoy our intelligence, strengths, creativity, remembering not to hide those qualities from ourselves or others. There's a lot of people listening to my voice right now that you have not been allowed to be you. You're just not allowed to be you by whatever reason, either by your parents or by your partner or by your friends or whatever. Isn't it time to be you? Isn't it time to realize that you're intelligent, you are powerful, you are creative, and to step into that place? When I first started stepping into me, I found a lot of strength I didn't know I had. I found out that I'm really intelligent being, and I'm really creative, and I'm really a fun person to be around because I'm awesome, and so are you. You just got to see it. You just got to believe it. You got to accept it and got to step into it. Okay? Number seven is a little hard for a lot of us. Be willing to let go of shame, guilt, and any behavior that keeps us from loving ourselves and others. Right now, a lot of you are stuck in shame and guilt, and it's keeping you stuck. It is. It just is, guys. And it's keeping you from loving yourselves. A lot of you don't think that you're lovable. That is a lie. You are lovable. Spirit created you to be a loving creature, and that is what you are. You are love. It's just hard for you to see that right now because you're drowning in shame and guilt and all this other stuff. But you are one thing, and one thing you will always be: a spiritual being housed in a human form, having a human experience. But you won't always be in this human form. One of these days you'll be in a different form. But you will always be one thing, and that is a spiritual being. This form that you're in right now, I hate to tell you, it's going to pass away. You don't take it with you. It's going to go away. But you will continue on, and you are a spiritual being. All right? Number eight, we make a list of people we have harmed and people who have harmed us and take steps to clear out negative energy by making amends and sharing our agreements in a respectful way. Okay, so let's say making a list of people that we have harmed or people that have harmed us. All right, and then you take steps to clear away that negative energy. We're holding on to stuff that we don't need to hold on to. There are people in my life that have hurt me in the past, but that is the past. But we have to cut the cords of that. We have to let go of that. We have to say, okay, I forgive, and I'm going to move on. And we have to do that. All right? So make a list and see if there's anything that you need to take care of. And do the best you can with that. Okay? Number nine, express love and gratitude to others. Number 10, we learn to trust our reality and daily affirm that we see what we see, we know what we know, and we feel what we feel. Number 11, we promptly admit to mistakes and make amends when appropriate, but we do not say we are sorry for things we have not done. We do not cover up, analyze, or take responsibility for the shortcoming of others. I want to read that one again. Number 11, we promptly admit to mistakes and make amends when appropriate, but we do not say we are sorry for things that we have not done, and we do not cover up, analyze, or take responsibility for the shortcoming of others. What that means to me, I'm going to break that down. What that means to me is this, and I had a problem with this a big majority of my life, is that I always thought that I was wrong. I never thought that I was right. I always said that I was sorry when it wasn't my fault, because I thought it was a whole lot easier for me to say, hey, I'm sorry. And I was taking responsibility for other people's actions, other people's problems, not mine. I don't do that anymore. And that's the most empowering thing that can happen into your life, is when you realize that you don't have to say you're sorry all the time. Especially when it's other people's stuff. When other people are trying to make you think it's your fault. And when you know that it wasn't, you stand for who you are. You stand in for what you believe, and you do not give. At all. You can't take responsibility for other people's shortcomings. You can't pray for them. We send them love and light, and we hope that they change. But we cannot allow ourselves to always think that we're wrong when we're not. Okay? That's what it means to me. Yeah. We seek out situations, number 12, we seek out situations, jobs, and people that affirm our intelligence, perceptions, and self-worth, and avoid situations or people who are hurtful, harmful, or demeaning to us. Number 12. Break it down. What that means to me is this, is that we are, to empower ourselves, we have to surround ourselves with people that are positive and would help encourage us. And avoid people who are hurtful, harmful, or demeaning to us. Why would you surround yourself with people that are always putting you down? Why would you do that to yourself? So you need to find positive people. And a lot of you are in situations right now that you want to examine. Do you need to get rid of some things, some people around you that are not for your higher good? That's your choices, your decisions. Number 13, we take steps to heal our physical bodies, organize our life, reduce stress, and have fun. Okay, we live in a very stressful world right now. Reducing stress, meditation will help. And just have fun. You know, have fun. Enjoy life. Take care of yourself, especially your physical body. You know, pay attention to it. It will tell you what it needs. Number 14, we seek to find our inward calling and develop the will and wisdom to follow it. Number 14, I want to focus on really quick. We seek to find our inward calling, purpose. What is our purpose? And when we find our purpose, when we really realize why we are here on planet Earth, that will help us. My purpose is to help you to awaken. That is my purpose. That is why I'm here on planet Earth. And for me to awaken and to learn how to do things differently. And then as I learn how to do those things differently, it's to teach you how to do them. As we learn together, we're in this together. Okay? Number 15. We accept the ups and downs of life as natural events that can be used as lessons for our growth. Experiences. You and I are spiritual beings, yes. Housed in a human form, having human experiences. We're going to have ups and downs. Not every day is going to be happy. Not every day is going to be sad. Not every day we're not going to be angry. Every day we're not going to be nice. There are going to be experiences that we go through. They are to teach us how to grow. They are to teach us about ourselves and to teach us about the spirit of the universe that's inside of us. That we can get through all things and trusting that. Number 16. We grow in awareness that we are sacred beings interrelated with all living things, and we continue to restoring peace and balance on the planet. What does that mean? Let's read number 16. We grow in awareness that we are sacred beings, which I was just talking about. We are spiritual beings. interrelated with all living things. We're all hooked together. And we contribute to restoring peace and balance on the planet. That's why we're here. To restore peace and balance on a planet that needs it right now. More than ever, we need it right now. All right? Let's go ahead and let me go back over to the thing and see if there's any calls that came in. Nope. All right. Oh, there are some calls that came in. All right. 862. You're on the air with me. Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I was listening to what you were saying, and I mean, I have many things that come to my mind and in my heart about my purpose. I don't know my purpose. I think all that you've mentioned, I've tried to do, and I found within my own experience, especially from my loved ones, my family,
right.
That it's like they expect me to suffer, you
right.
know, like to endure things that are thrown at me. Like, I don't believe that I should have to be apologetic or sorry
right.
for something where I'm not wrong, and that's been my case.
Right.
And
right.
It's caused a lot of turmoil. So, you know, I'm really trying to find out, what do I do now? You know, it's a lot going on, and I'm just trying to find peace with it.
Right. Yeah, and it is hard. I mean, I'm in some similar situations, and that's a good question. When we're surrounded with people that are negative, you know, in our lives, and they want us to, you know, to toe the line, you know, sort of what they want for our lives, how do we go against that? Is that sort of what you're asking a little bit there?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And the one thing that you just have to stand in your power. The one thing I like about your energy, and this one thing I want to tell you, you're a very powerful person. You just haven't tapped into that yet. Okay? But I can feel in your voice, you have a very
mm-hmm.
powerful voice. You have
okay.
an amazing spirit within you that is about to come out of here. Okay? And so
mm-hmm.
that's a good thing. And right now, the steps that you need to do is you need to, you know, limit your time with these people as much as possible, and just realize that this too shall pass. You know, and to stand in your power, to really know what you want in your life and stuff like that. Now, as your purpose, I see you teaching. Have you ever thought about teaching? Why would I
am a teacher. I am a
okay.
teacher, and it's a
yeah.
tough job.
Yeah, yeah it
tough
is a
job.
Tough job.
I don't
it
know if I'm in
job.
The right place.
Yeah, right now you are in the right place.
Okay.
But I also feel like that you are going to be I also feel like you're going to be a spiritual teacher as well, and this is part of your initiation into that. You know, the stuff that you're going through right now. It's like with a lot of stuff that I've gone through in my life, I had to look at it like, okay, why am I going through this? What is the purpose of this? And what the purpose of that was is for me, because if I talked to somebody and I've never gone through that, I wouldn't know how that felt. And so we have to go through stuff to be able to help other people, and that's what you're going through right now. But you will get through this. I even admire you more knowing that you are a teacher, because I respect teachers. That is a hard job.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very job that you don't get a lot of thanks for. And
right.
so, but you know, and some of the kids that you go through, some of them were a little challenging at times. We'll just say that.
Yes.
But you are strong, and even though it's getting frustrating to you, this is sort of your calling, and you know that. But it, you know, I'm sure it gets really tiring. You've been doing this for a while. And so, but, you know, the one thing I would tell you in this situation with your family is just know who you are and stand in your strength. I do feel like that as far as your teaching career goes, I do see some changes coming up with that. I would see that more as you go into, looks like maybe another year of teaching, and then something changes as you go into 2015. I don't know what that is, but I
okay.
feel like it's your choice to change. I also see you helping other women. I feel like that would be down the line a little bit to how to empower them.
Right.
There's also a book inside of you. I don't know if you're aware of that, but there's a book.
Wow.
Okay, you got a lot of stuff going on.
Yes. A lot going on. You know,
yeah.
My family, my brothers and sisters, since my mother died, it's been crazy.
Right.
And I'm just trying to see if I could get some solid direction on that, because I'm just like sitting
right.
and waiting for everything to be resolved.
And I believe that it will be resolved. How many brothers do you have?
I have three brothers.
Okay.
And I have two sisters.
Okay. I feel like as far as the brothers go here, we're talking about people you can trust. I feel like that the second brother is more somebody you could trust. Does that make sense to you? I don't know.
He's been the main one controlling things, and he's created a big mess.
Yeah,
but I don't know at this point what to do with any of them.
Yeah, right now what I would do in this point with all of them is I would just step back from this right now, if possible, and just watch how it unfolds. But, you know, that might be the reason I saw your second brother, because I felt like that somebody had a lot of control and a lot of power right now. And he's always been that way. He's always thought that he was the king of the family. And
mm-hmm.
so,
yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. He's sitting in the throne. But I definitely feel like that as he calms down, you can trust him. I'm going to stick with that. I feel like that as all this calms down, you will see a difference with him. You know, everything's up in the air right now, and it's hard on him. But I would stick with my original thing and say that you can trust him. Some of the decisions you're not going to like that he makes a lot, but I do think that he is trying to do the best he can in this situation. Okay.
Do you see anybody else?
I see your sisters being somebody you could lean on. I would go with the second sister more. So I don't know why would I see problems with your other sister?
I have a stepsister who's she's always been adversarial, and she created a major problem, you know, with lawsuits and all that. But to be honest with you, all of them at some point or another have done some things that I question, you know. Especially
right.
with my mother, they took advantage of her.
Right.
And they know that I know that. And it seemed like everybody turned all their wrath on me. I'm away from everything, you know.
Right.
When it comes to papers or, you know, facts, when they need somebody to testify, it's my word, but then they'll still turn around and betray me.
Right. Yeah. I don't feel like
I could trust any of them at this point. I stayed away for almost 2 years.
Yeah,
clock
I would.
Ticking, though.
I would stay away from them for right now. I think that this is the positive thing they're doing right now. But I definitely see a change here next year, where you are going to have more control and more power than you realize. There is something about the change. I also feel like that one of your family members is about to pass as well. I think it's one of the brothers here, unfortunately. But I feel like that will change some of the stuff that's going on. But hopefully that helps you, and I appreciate you calling in.
Oh, God. Thank you. I appreciate
it. No problem.
Thank
you. Have a great day. All right.
Clever.
Hang in there.
Bye-bye.
All right. 214, you are on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate it. You calling in. How can I help you?
I'm calling in. My sister just moved back home about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And they have a place in East Texas. And they're my mother is going to be turning 80 in October.
Okay.
And they're making plans. I think her idea is creating a place where she can live out, you know, the rest of her life comfortably.
Right.
And I'm wanting to know, I think my mother has, one part of her is excited about it, and the other part has reservations about it. And
okay.
I feel in the same way. So I'm wondering if you might have any insight, you know, on that situation.
Okay. So let me be sure that I get the question right here. I'm going to repeat right. back to you sort of what I heard. You were breaking up a little bit. That's why I'm doing this, to be sure I got the right question here, okay? And if I don't, please correct me, okay? But so you have a sister that is wanting her mom to move there, or is that correct?
My sister's name is Pam, and she just moved back from California.
Okay.
And they got him a place in Texas, and the intention is to, at some point, mom has to sell her house, and there's a lot of things that has to be done.
Right.
But they're talking about her building a little cottage or, you know, one of these little park model things
right.
on their property. So I'm just wondering how that situation, if it would fold out as it sounds.
I do feel like that it will. I feel like that it will take some time. I would say I don't see it really happening anytime fast. In a 2-year window here, I would see it at the end of that 2-year window. So that would put you, looks like to me at this point, would probably possibly be happening at the end of 2014, early 2015. But I wouldn't see it before then. You know, I understand your mom having some reservations about this. I understand you having some reservations about this. But I feel like that it would be good for everybody in the long run here. You know, change is scary for especially older people. It's scary. And, you know, your mom's a pretty independent person, and she doesn't want to give up that independence quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's part of the reservations here with her is, you know, she doesn't want to admit she's getting older. And so, but she is. And, you know, I do feel like that they do have good intentions here. I don't see anything that I'm concerned about. But I wouldn't see this, like I said, I wouldn't see this until 2015. Okay?
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, because they're also talking about what Mom said she would like is maybe to do a 2-bedroom and have me live with her. And my sister would like for me to have, you know, move into the house with them. But... Okay. kind of do a family type of thing. I'm wondering if my heart is it's a spiritual calling, and so I'm not completely part of me wants to be there for my mother,
right?
And I would love to spend time with my sister,
right?
But the other part of me is still like trying to run off to somewhere or another, right?
Yeah.
And maybe well,
the
donor.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I would tell you. In this case, and I've seen this happen a lot of times, and I'm sort of in a similar situation, you don't want to lose yourself. You don't want to lose who you are in this case. You know, it's good wanting to help out your mom, and it's good that you want to be closer to your sister. And family's important, yes. I totally agree with that. But the one thing that I'm concerned about here is I feel like that you're getting lost a little bit. That you're losing sight of your dreams and your goals and what you want to accomplish on planet Earth. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. I believe that a lot is still being accomplished as all, you know, as
right,
those that have come here on the other levels. But on the physical, yes, absolutely right. You got that.
And that's what I'm focused on right now. Spiritually, you know, this is the right thing for you to do at the moment, yes. But the one thing I'm concerned about is I just feel a little bit of apprehension on your part, a little bit of not knowing who you are. And the one thing that Spirit wants you to do is be sure that you don't lose sight of that. Because, you know, taking care of your mom is great, but there will be a day that that comes to an end. And we want to be sure that you know who you are and that you have a life, you know, after that period. You know, and I definitely see you living with your mom. I would say that I see you more living with your mom because I feel like that your mom, as she ages here a little bit, is going to need somebody to be in there with her, you know, just to keep an eye on her here and there.
I'm probably more the nurturing one.
You are. You definitely are. You're the caregiver kind of person, and there's nothing wrong with that
as
at all. Yeah.
I think we're So I hope your situation works out.
Well, I'm sure it will. But, you know, the one thing that I would tell you is, you know, meditation here, you know, really going into the spirit within you. These are challenging times as our parents get older. These are challenging times. And so stick with that and just love yourself. And you're a loving person. You got a great spirit. So, yeah. Have you ever thought about nursing? Why would I say nursing with you?
Actually, what Mom had said was even she suggested, she said, well, because that some hospitals, you know, even have people come with, you know, laying hands now. And I told her, yeah, I would like to do the combination of so many things, it's spirit. And all my life is you. You know, I've been attuned on many different levels, you know, all these different levels of understanding are inside energy, right? Spirit.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
But I've had a problem with charging.
Right. Right.
To me, it's not, it's a gift. It's not, it's, we all have it. It's a energy that does, it's, so anyway.
Yeah, well,
I
understand that because, you know, when I first started doing what I do now, you know, I had a hard time with the charging thing. And this is one thing that Spirit told me, said, I need to eat. Okay.
Right.
So it's okay. It's okay. Because this is also what Spirit's calling you as a job. This is, you know, a part of your life, and it's mm-hmm. okay to accept money for that. And Spirit wants you to do that.
I'm starting to kind of, I'm sorry, Michael.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. And you know, and it is hard. It is something that I really struggled with for over a couple years. When I first started, I struggled really hard with this, and I still have those moments. But the one thing I would tell you, it is a gift, but it is also your job, and this is what you have to see it as. You have to. I know it's hard, but you have to see it also as a job. This is something that Spirit has put you in a position to do. Okay, mm-hmm. So hopefully that helps you, and I appreciate you calling in today. Okay?
Thank you so much, Michael.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate all the information. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, it is hard. It is hard when you're in a metaphysical job, you know, because you do go back and forth. You do wonder. And you think, okay, well, should I charge? Should I not charge? What should I charge? You know, it is. It is a challenge. And I think for a lot of people in metaphysical jobs, I think it is hard for us sometimes. But we have to look at it as a job. And, you know, and we have to look at it as something that Spirit has called us to do. And we have to allow Spirit to bless us. And, you know, and you'll know what to charge, and you'll know where Spirit leads you. Just listen to your voice inside of you. The intuition inside of you will lead you that way, all right? But I did really struggle with that for a long time. And, you know, then one day, I remember one day I was really struggling, and I was actually sitting on my couch in my apartment, and I had just started, been doing it for a couple years, and I remember one time I was sitting there and I was praying, and tears were just flowing down my cheeks because I thought, you know, I was torn. I was like, okay, what do I do here? And Spirit said, you know what, Michael, you deserve to have stuff in your life, and this is your calling. You got to look at it this way, and this is the way I started looking at it. This is my full-time job. This is what Spirit has called me to do. I have to eat. I have to pay bills. I have to have a roof over my head. To do that, I'm going to have money. And so that's when I started realizing, yeah, this is what I have been called to do. And so when we look at our metaphysical jobs that way, a lot of us have dedicated our lives to this. This is our full-time jobs. And this is what Spirit has called us to do. And Spirit doesn't want us living in a cardboard box somewhere. Spirit wants to bless us abundantly, overly abundantly, and wants to bless everybody that way. But we have to allow it to happen. And a lot of our thinking has to change, and that was part of my biggest obstacle was my thinking on this, because I had the same thing. I thought, okay, if it's a free gift, if Spirit has given me the gift freely, then do I charge for it? Definitely. And the reason why I say definitely is because, again, this is my job. This is what Spirit has called me to do, to help the world and to dedicate my life to this. And Spirit will provide me the funds that I need if that's the calling on my life. So we have to allow that to happen. All right. All right. I think that we're actually getting ready to go off air today. I would ask for your prayers. There's some things going on in my personal life that I'm not going to go into details about. But I will tell you that I do need your prayers right now. I will tell you that much. Please continue to pray for me. Continue to pray for this program. Continue to pray for one another. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, pray for one another. It's in there for a reason, guys. We need one another. We need to lean on one another. We need to reach out to one another. And don't be afraid to reach out. And if you need me, reach out to me. You can do so by setting up a reading with me. I do have time to do readings today. And I'm up to do readings. I love doing readings. Actually, it helps me to do readings, actually. So you can set those up at Insights with Michael at www.insightswithmichael.com. And you can also, book those. And right now they're on sale. A 30-minute reading with me, $30. 60-minute reading, $60. On the 10th, that will go back up to the regular prices. And we'll probably stay at the regular prices for a while. I would book readings now. Also, right now, I'm running another little special. It ends actually at midnight. This will be the last day for this. So it is $10, 10 minutes. That could go over a little bit because I don't stop reading. I don't really have a time thing. I read until I feel like I'm done. But I would set that up if you don't want. If you have a quick question, that would be for a quick question, because 10 minutes, I would tell you, go by really fast. But $10, 10 minutes, that's a pretty good deal. That will not be ever offered again as far as I know. So I would take advantage of it. It is good in effect today. You can find that by going over to where it says book now. And if you scroll down, you'll see $10 thing on there on the list of readings and click on that. That's a pretty good deal. That ends today at midnight. Now, I want to explain. If you go ahead and you can book that now, but you don't have to get that reading today. If you want that reading like on next Friday, you can go ahead and say, okay, I want to book that for next Friday. What you have to do to get that price is that you have to book it today, okay? Otherwise, that's going to go off the table at midnight. And I would hate for you to miss out on that. It's an awesome deal. It's never been offered by me before, ever, and most likely won't be offered by me again for a while. And so take advantage of it. $10, 10 minutes, pretty good deal. All right. You're not going to find that anyplace else, not that I know of, anyhow. If you do, let me know. But that's www.insightswithmichael.com is where you'll find that. I do have some really cool guests coming up. Like I said, we'll have those listed pretty quick on the website. What's coming up on the show. We're on air tomorrow, Monday, at 1 p.m. We are going to have a set schedule when I'm on the regular days, which will be... Normally, we're on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 1 p.m. Central, okay? I'm doing that to help you and as well as help me, so we have a set schedule. So it is Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, 1 p.m. Central. Now, when we have guests on, that will switch off and on because I try to adjust times. A lot of my readers that I've contacted are in other countries, and so we have to adjust times with their time zones, and hopefully you understand that. But I'm going to try to be consistent with those times. So it is Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, 1 p.m. Central starting tomorrow. And so we'll be on at 1 p.m. Central tomorrow. All right. I'm looking forward to having you with me tomorrow. Tell your friends about us. The best way to follow the show, I'm going to tell you, the best way to follow me is to mark me as your favorite. And that way you'll get reminders of when we are on, when we throw shows up like this one. I do that every once in a while when I feel Spirit leading us to do so. And I really felt like that Spirit wanted us on today. If you listen to a lot of the calls today, there were a lot of people that had a lot of stuff going on. And I'm glad that I listened and was here to help you. And hopefully I did help you today. I do appreciate you calling in so much to this program. You know, I feel like that this program is a lot different than a lot of places here on Blog Talk. And, you know, I see us as a family. And as a family, I think that we need to reach out to one another at times. And, you know, it's okay to say, hey, you know what, Michael, I'm hurting. I just don't know what to do. And it's okay. And I might not always have the answer you want to hear, but I will tell you that it's always going to be the answer that Spirit wants you to hear. And sometimes it's not the answer that you were looking for. You know, especially a lot of times in relationships, I found this problem sometimes is people say, well, what about my relationship? And then when I tell them, they're like, oh. Yeah. I was taught by my mentor a long time ago, and this is one thing he told me. He said, don't ever ask a question, you know, to him when I was getting readings from him. He said, Michael, you don't ask a question if you don't want to know the answer. So I'll tell you guys, you know, there is something inside of me. There is an amazing spirit within me, and it's in within you too. But a lot of times when I read, I go to the heart of the matter. And I try to be as kind and as compassionate as I can. And I know that there are times that I come across very blunt and very to the fact. But I think a lot of times that's necessary in some cases. But I try to be as compassionate as I can be. And so... But I will tell you that I do need your prayers. Today is a, let's just say, an experience for me. Let's just say that. And so pray that I would learn from the experiences that I'm going through right now and learn the things that I need to learn about myself and about the world around me, as well as for you. Because we're all experiencing something in this now moment. We're all experiencing or feeling something. Do you know that we do that constantly, that we're always experiencing something? And so examine what you're feeling. What are you experiencing? What, you know, if you're in a situation, what is that bringing up in you? What is it trying to tell you about you? Sometimes it's telling us stuff about us that we need to fix. That we don't, nobody wants to look at themselves really hard and say, oh, I didn't know that was there. I don't like that. But sometimes those things pop up because for us to fix them. You know, so experience life. Let it flow. Let it go with the flow. All right. We're going to head and close out today. And like I said, I appreciate you so much. I appreciate you listening to the show. Hopefully you got something out of it today. Tomorrow, I'm going to be talking about planting seeds. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about what are we planting in our garden of life. Okay, that's tomorrow's subject. And so please join me for that. We'll be taking your calls, answering your questions, and who knows what Spirit has in store for us, we'll have to come and experience it together and find out. All right. Have a great day. Keep your heads up. And I'll do the same. And we'll get through it. I promise. You be you. I'll be me. And together we'll get there. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Email addresses for me are youareawakening@gmail.com, insightswithmichael@ymail.com. Either one of those emails will get to me. If you need to talk to me on the phone, you can find my phone number, the business phone number, at www.insightswithmichael.com. Over there you also will find a contact form. There's lots of ways to get in hold of me. If you need to reach out to somebody, reach out, okay? Set up a reading with me at www.insightswithmichael.com. Listen to past guests on this radio program at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Also, go over there, see what's coming up. Next week's programs will be listed by the end of today for the week ahead. Oh, talking about the week ahead, I forgot we were going to do this. And so we're going to pull some cards for the week ahead. Thank you, Stephen. My spirit guide just reminded me. There was something I wanted to do, and this is it. So we're going to go ahead and look at the week ahead. We're going to go look at Monday's energy, and I'm going to use the Gaia deck to help us as we go forward. Monday, the purification water card pops up here for Monday. So Monday looks like it's going to be an emotional cleansing day as we start the week. So if you're dealing with a lot of emotional stuff right now, I feel like as you go into Monday, as we go into Monday, I feel like a lot of that will be releasing itself. A lot of us won't be facing that. So that's a good way to start our Monday, is by seeing that there is going to be some emotional healing taking place and some changes taking place. On Tuesday, Tuesday's card is the Eternal Love card, happiness, harmony, and fulfillment. So, you know, as we emotionally cleanse, as we emotionally release stuff, definitely see Tuesday being more harmonious for us, being a little more happy, something for us to look forward to as we go into the week. Wednesday, again, a lot of the Moonlight Goddess card, repress emotions, healing, reflection. So definitely we're starting a week off here by midweek, you know, really looking at you, really looking at the healing that needs to take place in you emotionally. And so really see if there's any repressed emotions, let go of those things, and really look at you. That's a reflection. Look at you. And so that's what you need to be doing on Wednesday. Then as you go into Thursday, healing, definitely this is a healing week, guys. Looks a little pretty awesome, actually. So reconnecting with your true nature. So by Thursday, you're really going into that spirit you, into that spirit place. Deep down inside of you. So definitely a week of healing. So that's awesome. Then as you go into Friday, Tree of Life, fertility, creativity, destiny, magical blessings. So you're really going to be, on Friday, you're going to be feeling this little spirit high. And that's a good thing. That's an awesome thing. So you're going to be stepping into that place as you get ready to go into the weekend. Of destiny, of knowing who you are. We talked about that today, of empowering yourself, knowing what you want in your life, and in some ways demanding that from others. It's okay to demand respect sometimes, you know, for ourselves and from other people. So definitely stepping into your destiny. Then on Saturday, Spirit just wants you to spend some time with Spirit. Silent whispers of the heart, intuitive communication. So meditation as you go into the weekend. You know, just a chill weekend I see ahead for you. Just everybody needs one of those where you're just going to be calm and really listen to the spirit within you. And then as you go into Sunday, as the week, you know, as that week comes to an end and a new one begins, you're going to have peace. That'd be awesome. So it looks like a good week ahead. Really watch your emotions. Heal those. And then, like I said, it ends with peace. So it is worth the trip. All right? to have that internal peace. All right, you guys have a great day, and we love you very much. All right, see you guys later. Bye-bye.